A rescue plan to reverse the decline in the population of the tiny willow tit is being hatched in Bolton and across northwest Woodlands. Willow tits are black, pale brown and white in colour. They have a pale panel on the wings and a sooty black cap and bib and a distinctive nasal ZZZ call, which is often the most reliable way to identify the bird. Their numbers have dropped by more than 90% in the UK in the past 50 years, and in their Greater Manchester strongholds, including Bolton and Wigan, breeding pairs have decreased by more than 50% in the same period. To combat this, the Wildlife Trust for Lancashire, LWT, and the Conservation Volunteers are joining forces to help willow tits to recover. There are several Bolton sites that LWT is targeting to carry out this work, including Cutacre Nature Reserve, Moses Gate and Seven Acres Country Parks, Knob End, Darcy Lever and Doffcocker Lodge. The largest concentration of willow tits in the region is in the Greater Manchester Wetlands, where Wigan has about 5% of the UK's willow tit population centred on the flashes, but there is evidence of the breed stretching out to Bolton and Salford. The Wet Willow Wildlife Project to reverse the decline is being funded by the government's Species Survival Fund, and the project is being delivered by the National Lottery Heritage Fund in partnership with Natural England and the Environment Agency. Matt McMullen, Senior Nature Recovery Officer at LWT, said, "Willow tits in our region are like woodland that many people would see as scruffy, with impenetrable brambles, rotting wood and wet ground. These damp areas provide the conditions for them to dig nest holes. Making space for this unruly habitat is important to their survival and thriving. It is important that their territories are connected. The undervalued habitat on which they rely can be lost and become broken up through development, and if left, can become too mature. We want to demonstrate the importance of the messy woodland on which willow tit and other special species rely. Though open woodland with ground flora such as bluebells is valuable, this habitat does not suit willow tit, whose decline we are hoping to address. The Wet Willow Wildlife Project aims to boost the willow tit's chances of survival, but it is hoped that other wildlife species, such as the poplar hawk moth, the small sallow mining bee, and the redpoll, which all associate with this habitat, will benefit, some of which will be monitored during the project." LWT Head of Landscape Nature Recovery, Joe Kennedy, said, "We are delighted to be involved with this Species Survival Fund project, which will help us to deliver our nature recovery aspirations and provide more people with the benefits of connecting with nature across the region. Working with the conservation volunteers and local landowners, we'll be engaging the public in a programme of volunteering opportunities based around wildlife surveying and practical conservation skills, as well as fun and interactive events."